Oh, can I take a 5-minute break? I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm gonna take a 5-minute recess. Okay, so we're on to item three, which is the outdoor lighting requirement. It appears that they're striking the comprehensive lighting plan. You obviously want it in there. We talked about comprehensive and the understanding of what does it really mean.
Now, lighting is different than solid.
Okay.
Lighting is cumulative. That's why you need photometric plans. Currently, they are required to do photometric plans, but it's always site plan by site plan. It's not comprehensive. It does not look at what does the street lights add to their parking lot lights, what does the stadium lights add to the street lights that add to the parking. There is no requirement.
Okay.
They are agreeing to provide something, and maybe even send something to me, but I have not seen it. I have not looked at it.
Okay.
So we took the individual photometric plans from the streets, the parking lots, the stadium, the golf, combined it all into one so you could get the overlap and the cumulative effect of it. We're going to ask that be our comprehensive lighting study, the comprehensive photometric plan, and that be used to meet this condition.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't exceed the property line from the city standards.
Yeah, Engineer Miller.
So would this also be measured at the property line? So in theory, in interior, you could have some really bright stuff, and as long as it doesn't spill over at the property line, you're good?
Correct. Yeah, we're 100 foot candles at the infield on the ball field.
So
the photometrics take it well beyond the property line, so you can see what, if you're under half a foot candles or whatever, you're working.
So based on that, I think I would define comprehensive as everything together. So you come in with something new.
Yep.
You update the comprehensive photometric plan.
Yep. And we talked about that even with the one of the commissions wanted some decorative lighting put on the office building. Like, okay, we'll take our comprehensive plan, we'll look at the lighting separate, but then we'll also put that into the combined one, and every time we add a light fixture somewhere, we'll add that to the comprehensive. We make sure we don't wash the property lines beyond your ordinance. We ask that be our comprehensive study. And it can be ongoing, and it'll change with everything that changes. We use that. And we're meeting the ordinance at the property line, which is the ordinance.
And are these lights on a timer, so they're not dark? As soon as it's dark, they pop on?
The lighting would be on timers, like any parking lot would. Then they'd have full.
Are you talking about parking and stadium lighting? And
no, I'm talking about the parking.
Yeah, so it'd be on timers like a typical shopping center parking lot. You have to leave a couple on for night lights for security, like any shopping center would. That could be debated how long you get one on. That could get rid of the staff.
I suppose for security purposes, you'd probably have to keep one light on in the parking lot just so the police can see.
We've never had a pitch couple. Black in any parking lot. There's always a few, one in six and seven lights is left on.
Yeah.
And that's usually reviewed and gone over with staff and guessing.
Yeah.
Engineer
Morrow?
Yes.
It may not be a bad idea to borrow one idea from Drexel Town Square, which I understand after a certain time they shut the lights off and they're on motion detectors. So then as you drive in, then the lights light up. Because with LEDs you can do this. They don't have to, gradually come on and gradually go off. So they can turn on it for motion as you drive through the facility. But if nobody's driving, it's pitch black.
I'm certainly open. I didn't know that was an option, to be honest with you.
I just recall.
It
sounds pretty cool. So,
And it would save electricity. I wouldn't do that with your street lights.
In theory, I'd like.
These are yours, right? They'll be yours, assuming you accept the road.
If I had the technology there, I think I would consider it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Were you accepting the road, or I thought we were just having an easement?
Stay on topic.
Okay, let's stay on topic. We got to stay on time.
This is Bill. Stay on topic.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Joel, the other issue. if we want to remove the comprehensive, well, we're going to have the photo thing. Is that part of the definition of the?
Yes.
Okay. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, I thought it was. It, part of it means it implies that there's other things that we need to do, and I don't know what that.
What else are you envisioning in this comprehensive?
I'm envisioning that it would also include the internal louvers and the shields.
Well, we don't put louvers as shields on parking lot lights. They shine.
No, it would not be in the parking lot lights. It would be on just the field. So like the golf field, the stadium, any other baseball fields that were built would be just on the field.
The lights in the Gulf, are they all facing toward the
building? Yeah, just facing north.
Cutoffs?
That way. If you look at the lighting levels are not high at all.
Facing north?
Yeah.
Down the hill?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you looked at it, the designers with stadium lights, with the height, the way they're at, they're like, you could add shields, but it's not doing you.
And it's casting within the fence line?
Correct, yeah. If you look at the photo metrics, it's like 20. 70 to 100 on the ball field. The max is like 20 or in the 20s anyway. And then it goes out to not, you know, 5 at the end of the field. It's not nearly as bright as the ball field.
So the neighbors in Hawthorne aren't going to be able to tan themselves?
No.
Okay.
They don't face that way either. I don't think you'd be in a position to even see the glare.
Okay.
And that's still part of a site plan approval that's coming on that.
Right.
Solution.
Okay.
This is just the overlying district. If we can use... using that combined photometric plan as our comprehensive study.
Okay.
And then meets Franklin's ordinances and verifying it off of that.
Okay. Mr. Dietl.
The way the ordinance is written is at the property line, the CSM property line.
Oh, that's even more generous.
To that golf facility?
So CSM?
Yep.
Well, we've got like 8 or 9 different properties. I don't know what. We're talking, I mean, the property line to neighbors. You own all of it together.
And you,
are you talking
to change that, though, to say internal lot lines don't count? Because right now it's all property lines. We don't care who owns it. The same people could own every single parcel.
Well, that's not,
but it's
that
parcel.
You're talking about your parameter.
The PDD, basically.
The parameter lot line.
PDD boundary.
PDD boundary?
That's not our concern.
Yeah. Okay, PDD boundary. Okay.
Comprehensive.
Yeah. Using the photometric as our comprehensive study.
For the PDD boundary.
PDD boundary.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Is that reasonable, Joe?
Does that cover? Okay. Is that Greg's motion? Yeah, that's the motion I gave him. I just want to make sure that it is encompassing the top this item, of which I think it is. We're going to use a photometric analysis to be our comprehensive study, basically, or comprehensive lighting. We're going to use that for our comprehensive lighting. And the parameters will be the exterior, it'll be the PDD boundaries. Okay.
So the applicant shall prepare a comprehensive photometric plan for city review and approval, meeting the city's lighting standards at the PDD exterior boundary.
So moved.
Oh, do you need exterior boundaries? Or yeah, I guess so. You better do it. I have one motion.
Second.
I got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 4 in favor, none against. Item 4. Joel?
No changes.
No changes?
There's 846.
Yeah, there's 5.
So 5 was this, we had a discussion with Greg the other day. So five is the bike and ped elements, doing some samples of what's going to be done throughout the PDD. They want to remove that condition. Staff's recommending that we believe it's pretty simple to address this condition. All they need to do is just explain what they're envisioning on doing, mark up a copy of the map of the PDD for example areas where they are already agreeing to do it, and that's going to be good enough.
Greg?
What I'd like to do with it, rather than make something up that we know is going to change, I'd like, as we redo the landscape plan, when that comes back in, it will have all the bike racks and benches and all the pedestrian amenities designed into the landscaping, and I'd rather do it comprehensively and not have to do it prior to letting, not knowing where we're putting benches hold up a building permit. You can change it to occupancy, or the request would be to...
Well, we're already doing it on site plan anyways.
Yeah.
Because that's what we did on the other ones.
And that's really...
Right, Joel?
Three of the same, in my opinion.
But the requirement was for the entire PDD, and they're not going to do those last couple parcels for...
We're doing it. When we do the comprehensive, the revised landscape, we will have...
Yeah, I know that. But he was asking site plan by site plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we need to follow the theme, it's got to follow the landscape.
So it'll be on your landscape plan?
My ask is not... I can't have it before building.
Okay. So change it to, it'll be provided in the landscape plan.
It's part of that landscape plan.
So prior to occupancy?
When's the landscape? Well, yeah, they gotta.
Yeah.
You can't install it.
Yeah, you can't.
Occupancy would be five.
Yeah.
And the same on the next two.
Streetscape.
And recycle bins.
And recycle bins.
Part of the landscape.
So 5, 6, and 7?
No, 7 is okay.
7's okay. 8? That's land.
Okay.
9?
Yes, 9.
This is what we're asking to do. Rather than give you examples of all the architecture for the entire development, we've been doing it on a site plan by site plan basis.
Correct.
And we ask that that continue. Then I don't have to try to tell you what M1's going to look like before you let me start the office building for us.
Yeah. So, Joel, do we have to strike anything regarding number 9, architectural site design?
Do you have to make, you should be making
motions. Okay, give us the motion. Well.
They're striking this one entirely, the only thing, number 9.
Well, we can adjust that to... site plan approval. So with regards to the bike and pedestrian elements, the
motion would be to change building permit to occupancy permit.
Yeah.
Same for 6.
And same for 6.
Yes. 5 and 6.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? None. The motion passes 4 in favor, none against.
Number 9.
Change number 9 at the end, where it
says for staff review and approval, change
that for city review
as part of the site plan approval.
Yes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 4 in favor. None against.
This can be used as a weapon.
That is bad. I got a baseball bat in my trunk. So
yeah.
Well, the good thing about this is you
with the shovel
patch. Right.
Okay. Okay. Remember, we're still on camera.
You want to do?
Oh, wait.
Main motion.
We got to make main the main motion now.
Main motion.
And then you got another item yet.
This is C3. Yep.
And it'll be at the end to all of the prior.
Yeah, Alderman.
Motion. Approval or
actions on the
wreck. Why don't we get some waffles?
Waffles.
Got any leftovers?
Meeting.
Where did Allison do the leftovers from that party?
I think they doled them out.
Meeting.
It went into a new day, but it's fine. Okay, so I need a overall motion then for this Plan Development District Ordinance Amendment. An ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance Planned Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex / Ballpark Commons, to revise the district in the following manner: to allow additional uses as permitted uses, including but not limited to senior housing, memory care, residential facility, community living arrangement, athletic housing / apartments, rock crushing / batch plant, and baseball stadium, to revise certain district standards, including but not limited to building height and building size limits, lot area requirements, density requirements, signage amounts, hours of operation and lighting curfews, public water service, fencing requirements, landscaping requirements, and certain design standards, to revise certain financial surety requirements in condition number 15 in the standards, findings, and decision of the City of Franklin Common Council for a special exception to certain natural resource provisions dated January 9th, 2018, and to revise the comprehensive sound and
what?
Joel.
There's got a question for Jesse. We did have one additional change about that a letter of credit being changed to a personal guarantee. Does last Tuesday's action take care of it, or do we need to also do it here? I'm leaning towards we also have to.
To revise certain financial surety and to follow the direction of the Common Council?
I got the condition already written the way they want it, that it's a personal guarantee instead of a letter of credit.
Okay.
So that would be number 25 on page 40. We need to accept that.
I did see that. Yes, just so you know, the Common Council did discuss this and did make a decision to go with a personal guarantee over the letter of credit, which has costs. It ties up financial assets of the developer, and the developer is willing to. We've already got his personal guarantee anyways, and so he's tied up already. So I need that motion, please.
Or if you agree to it, it's
oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay. They agree to it?
Yep.
We agree to it. Okay. So that discussed the financial surety end of it. I was right up there. I was right about...
15.
What?
So you were in condition number
15 in the standards, findings, and decisions of the City of Franklin Common Council for a special exception to certain natural resource provisions dated January 9th, 2018, and to revise the comprehensive sound and light study requirements in conditions number 2 and 3 in Plan Development District number 37, ordinance number 2018-2324 at approximately 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive and along West Rawson Avenue, West Loomis Road, and West Old Loomis Road, subject to all the prior commission actions on the record at this meeting.
On the provisions of this ordinance.
On the provisions of this ordinance.
So moved.
All right, first and a second. All in favor? Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 4 in favor, none against.
Move adjournment.
No.
No.
Please.
Yeah, Mr. Deedle. Item C.
There is no public training for this as well.
Plan Development District number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Common, Baseball Stadium Construction and Operation Uses, second and third phases. Mr. Fuchs.
By giving the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 7th, May 27th, and thereafter, the members of the chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 929 West Columbus Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 5132. To hear public comment regarding application by BBC, County Land LLC, for a special use amendment in Plan Development District number 37, the Rock Sports Complex / Ballpark Commons, pursuant to Section 15-3.04.4C/AB2B. City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance and Resolution 2018-7339, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for proposed outdoor baseball slash soccer stadium use on property located 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive to allow for construction and operation of the second of three phases of a proposed stadium with capacity for approximately 4,000 people that will serve as the home field for an independent minor league baseball team, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee baseball team, and a professional and/or summer college soccer team. Further, the stadium is proposed to be used as an extension of the current sports program offered at the Rock Sports Complex, including baseball tournaments, league play, and practices. Lastly, this phase of the stadium construction may include the conduct of ball games and limited civic entertainment of its special events.
Okay, we got a properly noticed. Do I have Joel? Do you want to add your comments real quick?
So again, this is a special use amendment, partly because they were proposing to change this from a site special use to a permitted use. They also wanted to change the sound and light study requirements that we just kept on talking about.
Yeah.
And essentially, what this is they're proposing the second phase of a three-phase development scheme. First phase is moving the dirt to create the berm that will be the bowl of the stadium. Second phase will be the flat work, the concrete work, building, pouring the concourse, pouring the seating, concrete seating, putting in all the fences and gates, putting in the lights but not the sound system, not building any of the structures. So that's all they're asking for at this time. Staff's concerns in this regard were, again, the light and sound. That possibility that they acknowledge that they don't want to have happen, but the possibility that if they didn't get this thing finished with phase three, they would like to start playing games no matter what next spring. So that we had the concern of what if they were playing games next spring and this thing wasn't done. One angle was the safety concerns, and so there's a recommendation in there for a condition that they have to contact police and fire 60 days before they envision playing any games. They can start coordinating all the safety issues. Are they going to accommodate construction activities when people are playing? Do they shut down? You know, what do they have the fence off? All that kind of stuff. That's one of the conditions. Another condition that we were recommending that they weren't comfortable with was putting up some of the restrooms and some of the other structures in the event that they were playing games out there. That condition was revised. I think they're okay with it to be that they can play a limited number of games, and at some point somebody's concerned, then we bring up, and they give us a plan. If they do have more than a limited number of games, here's what they would do in terms of some of those restrooms and stuff. So I'll go into more detail. I suggest that we do the same thing as before. We'll just go through the special use resolution that has some of these conditions, and it goes through the site plan resolution that has the remainder of those.
Okay. Okay, the public notice has been properly noted. There's a couple of you guys. This is regarding the actual stadium.
Yes.
And possibly getting an operation or allowing them to play, moving dirt, setting the bowl, putting in concrete, and
fences and lights
and everything. And then if it doesn't officially completely get done, you're looking for a temporary occupancy so you can honor your commitment with some of your committed teams, correct?
Yep.
Okay. It is open.
Public hearing is open.
The public hearing is open, so if any of you guys have any questions regarding
comments
or comments, you can ask us now.
So they just want a temporary thing until they get it all built, or what?
Name and address, please. Oh, yeah, we need your name and address real quick again. Oh, it just, yeah, you guys can come.
Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin. So what you're talking about now is just that they won't have it built in time, or what?
Oh.
But you already have a franchise signed up, or?
No. No, they've got commitments with UWMs.
Oh, that way, okay.
And so if they've got, they would have the bowl set, the field in, and stadium seating available with the fences and lighting and everything in. They may not have it all looking beautiful yet.
Yeah.
Okay, but we would address any issues of of injuries and stuff like that to make sure that there would be no problems there. But this potentially would allow them to operate with a temporary occupancy.
So when's his team coming in?
Mid-May, they expect their season. So the issue is UWM starts March.
Yeah.
Early March. As soon as it'll be all turf, so as soon as they can get out to their plane, and we'll still be building hard structures.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have a lot of fans to their game, at least not
right
in the beginning, so we thought, let's get them playing, and then we have to be open for the indie ball, like mid-May.
And is that going to be artificial turf or what?
Yep.
Not really. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing none, we will close the public comment period regarding this special use amendment. Staff, why don't we go item by item like we did the last time? What does it look like, you guys? This one?
So it's 3 pages long. Yeah,
this one. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Can you turn to page 3?
Okay. Item 1. So it starts out that this amendment to special use.
First three are boilerplate. We would not be recommending any changes. The applicant's not asking for changes. The standard would be all standard.
Okay, 1 through 3 is fine. Okay.
Number 4, this is that limited number of ball games or other events shall be allowed in the stadium prior to the provision of restrooms and so on. Staff would be okay with that.
Okay.
We're okay with that.
You're requesting it.
The comprehensive lighting study, so now we want to revise that.
Yes.
To match the language that was in the PDD amendment.
Correct. Do we have a motion to match the comprehensive lighting study that was established in the PDD agreement?
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 4 in favor, none against.
Number 6 on the next page, similar motion for the sound study.
Do I have a motion to approve the...
Number six, yes.
Yeah, number six. To approve the discussion or the agreement that we approved for the comprehensive sound study. And then they'll grab the data
established
in the PDD agreement.
For this condition.
For this condition. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes 4 in favor, none against. Item 7.
This was similar to that PDD, the bike and set elements.
Yep.
Occupancy permit.
Do I have a motion to delay it to occupancy for bike and pedestrian elements?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 4-0. Streetscape elements? That's also to be delayed to occupancy. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion
Aye.
Passes 4-0. Applicant shall prepare architectural and site design. This is per site plan. Correct?
Yeah, by the city and approval by the review of the city.
Yeah, okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? None. The motion passes 4-0. Applicant shall contact the police, fire, and engineering department 60 days prior to the start of any use of the stadium. And then they were fine with that condition as well. So do I have a motion? No motion needed? They're approved. Okay. Applicant shall prepare a memorandum of understanding or similar agreement to our agreement clearly identifying the snow clearing and maintenance responsibilities of all affected parties in regards to Ballpark Drive and the associated sidewalks and trails for the Department of Public Works for Common Council review and approval prior to issuance of the occupancy permit. They're okay with it. He gave me a thumbs up. So any other conditions you gentlemen want to add?
All future meetings will end at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay, do I have to read any more of this?
This for special use, no.
Okay.
There should be a motion now on this one.
Now there's an overall motion.
I'll add this in at the end.
Okay.
If you can do it either way, you can do this motion for the special use now.
Do it now.
For the special use?
Yes.
A motion to recommend approval of a special use amendment in Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, pursuant to Section 15-3.0442 of the City of Franklin's Unified Development Ordinance and Resolution Number 2018-7339, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a proposed outdoor baseball soccer stadium use upon property located at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive to allow for construction and operation of the second of three phases of a proposed stadium with capacity for approximately 4,000 people that will serve as the home field for an independent minor league baseball team, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee baseball team, and a professional and or summer college soccer team.
Subject to all of the prior commission actions on the record at this meeting on the provisions of this resolution.
Do I have a motion?
So move.
Second?
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes. 4 in favor, none against. Now we've got a site plan, right? A motion to approve a resolution approving what?
First condition.
Oh, we got a, oh, darn.
There's more. So, starting on page 2, the first four our boilerplate template conditions, starting with 5.
Is that this one?
No.
Site plan, that's the one you just did.
Yeah, I know. Oh, this one?
There you go.
Okay.
This one, okay.
We got it. So we got a lot more. Oh, okay. The applicant shall construct all 1,076 parking spaces associated with the stadium as identified in the Ballpark Commons parking analysis dated January 19, 2018, concurrently with phase two of the stadium construction, and revise the site plan accordingly for the Department of City Development review and approval prior to issuance of a building permit. Alternately, use the stadium or use of the stadium shall not occur until all subject or such parking is constructed. Now, I believe your issue is because you may have to have a temporary occupancy, and that you will need an allowance to be able to play.
What I would ask would be, we've got the 60 days prior to trying to open. We'll review with police and fire and staff to make sure the safety and all the concerns are the same. I'd like to have this be similar, as long as we can, part of our, you know, call it temporary occupancy, we can show we have enough parking one way or another. But if we're, you know, if we're at 1,074, I don't want to have to not be able to open it or have to come back to you guys.
Well, you guys will just have to give up your two parking spots then.
Yeah.
We need a building permit.
We need to be able to start.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just like it tied to the occupancy, but instead of having tied to a hard number, to have it tied to staff review and police and fire review like the other one is.
How far off of this 1,076 are you?
Oh, we have it. Just a matter of timing. Are they all going to be done? And we, depending on other buildings going on, we may have to leave something out for construction staging and how that goes through. I think we can hit it, and I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Okay.
But I'd rather than just tie it to a hard number, can we have them, if staff and fire and police agree with what our temp plan is for safety and ingress and egress, can we tie it to that?
Or a percentage of this number?
I would say approximately.
What, is that everything on the north side, that number?
Just the north side that was color-coded red for the stadium, only those.
I think you'll hit it. I don't think it's a problem.
That it can be graveled. I'm agreeing that some of it, if it needs to be used for staging areas, that's okay too.
So why don't we just change the word building permit to occupancy? And that gets us there.
No. You want temporary occupancy. It's going to be temporary, potentially.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then, are you fine with the 1,076 that you can still use gravel?
Say approximately.
Approximately.
You know, I guess we're not going to get occupancy until we're not going to be able to play the minor league baseball unless we have full occupancy, correct?
No. You'll be able.
You wouldn't issue us.
Oh, wait. You mean your Double A or whatever.
Right. You wouldn't yeah, allow that to be.
No, you've got
restrooms and all that other stuff.
You got to be ready to hit that kind of attendance. We're talking about if UWM is playing the first. Yeah.
Right. So that's why occupancy, I think, is actually the more appropriate word, because temporary occupancy, I mean, not a lot of people come to these UWM games.
Yeah.
Well,
we're not going to run into an issue.
It is temporary occupancy.
I really don't have to have it done until May 15th or whatever, or whenever you issue occupancy, full occupancy.
True. Okay, correct. But, I mean, you're going to have some of it done.
We will. Yep.
And that would be what we'd review it.
So do we say 50%?
On temporary occupancy?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have some paved.
I think easily could hit that.
Okay.
They're proposing almost 50% right now to be paved.
It's all being paved, but on this particular.
You're talking the first lift?
No, that area right there is almost 50% of that housing.
And we're doing the more parking over here.
Correct.
If we broke up these site plans individually, we had to divide the parking into one or the other.
Okay.
So this site plan only shows 500 stalls, but we're planning on doing the rest of it, which is the shared parking.
Hey, is this made of that Biometrius stuff?
No.
No? It's standard asphalt? I'm not bringing up that. Well, go ahead.
Well, I guess my question is, so, I mean, you don't have a blanket approval for a temporary occupancy. We're going to have to negotiate how many porta-potties you're going to have, and part of that whole discussion can be what kind of parking are you going to have, that kind of thing.
That was my original ad. Just tie this into that same temporary deal with staff and police and fire and everyone. If we don't agree with all that, then we can come back.
Traffic control with construction issues.
Yep.
Pardon, Joel.
If we don't agree any type of occupancy, that doesn't give me much time to get back to council.
Well, we start meeting 60 days.
60 days prior.
I think we can. I'll be able to forecast what we're going to have done. If we're way off, then we got to come back. But now we've reviewed at staff levels. With you guys, engineering, police, and fire.
There's not going to be a lot of activity with the UWM ones.
We'll go in that direction, and we would have to make more changes to this.
Well, what are you recommending for the easiest transition?
I think if you just change it to occupancy, you're there.
And approximately. Okay.
Approximately 1,000 stalls.
Council says approximately 1,076 parking stalls, spaces, and to occupancy. Then do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have a first motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 4 in favor, none against. Item 6, the applicant shall prepare cross-access easement and shared parking agreements for common council review and approval and recording. You got an issue? It's fine. Okay. The applicant shall revise the site plan to include additional detail of all fencing, including cut sheets of all fences and gates for Department of City Development review and approval prior to issuance of building fence permit. The applicant shall also provide decorative fences and gates at the main entrance into the stadium for Department of City Development review and approval prior to the issuance of a building fence permit.
We were okay with that.
You were fine with that?
I think so. I mean, the plans you guys have now, which are on this sheet, we have fencing details that are on there. I'm not sure what additional details. I don't have a manufacturer cut sheet on the gate exactly looks like.
Anything on the gates?
What
prior to
prior building permit.
This is.
Well, the ticket area, we see it's not on this plan, but the real front entry that'll be built will take in place in lieu of those two. I think we can give you what you need. I'm not sure. You have a plan that shows fences. You know they're 5 foot or 6 foot high, black vinyl coated chain link fence. I'm not sure. I mean, if you want a cut sheet on what a 2.5-inch pole looks like, sure. If you want a gate to know how many, if it's two or three horizontal rails, sure. I don't know what more info exactly you're looking for.
Well, it's tied to the issuance of the building fence permit.
Yes.
Which, yeah.
So by then you should know.
Yeah, that's fine. We can make it work.
Okay.
That's a standard requirement in the UDO right now.
Number 8, the applicant shall revise the landscape plan to reflect the all uniform. You got any issues with that one?
The other one? No.
Number 8.
Oh, 8, I think that's what we're doing. We've agreed upon this as part of the same revising the landscape plan for the whole district.
Yes.
If we make it occupancy, we're good. I'm not going to have it done before a building
permit. Issuance of an occupancy permit.
That's what it says.
Yeah. That's what it says at the end.
Occupancy permit.
That says up top.
Halfway through. Yeah. I need development route prior to issuance of building permit.
It was the plan by building and then the installation by occupancy.
Yeah. So we can make the plan by occupancy like we did the other ones.
Oh, one. Well, you said that. Didn't you? Oh, this is the landscaping.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to work on that home plan.
Yep.
Redoing.
Okay.
You did in the PDD, you changed all that stuff to occupancy.
Yes. So we need an approval on that? A motion? Okay. So regarding the landscape plan, we're going to change it to
occupancy.
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. Four in favor. None against. Okay. Item 9. You got any problem with that? Applicant shall revise the site plan to reflect the hours of operation as set forth in Plan Development District Number 37. We, pardon?
Did that.
I think we're okay.
We did that.
Yeah, we just met.
That's all.
That yesterday.
In the PD, yep. applicant shall provide an updated financial plan prior to issuance. We don't have to worry. Pardon, 10? Oh, did I miss 10? The applicant shall prepare a snow storage plan. They're fine with that? Okay.
I got to go. I'm in the meeting.
Applicant shall provide an updated financial plan prior to issuance of a building permit.
What does that mean?
Wasn't sure what that...
I don't know.
In the last round of comments, we gave you the value of the stadium, the cost of the stadium. Is there more information that you guys were looking for?
I don't...
No, this was the one that was cut off in the middle. Remember, we had added that information.
And it didn't type out.
Yep.
So that's what you're just looking for the cost.
Yeah, whatever. Sure. Whatever the rest of that set.
Like to keep the suspense going, I guess. That was a typo. Then sure, we'll give you that. Yep.
You're okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just make sure it's corrected. Okay. Yeah. How about number 12? The applicant shall revise the site plan to provide additional sidewalks.
Yep. We thought it was a good idea.
Okay. The applicant, number 13, shall comply with all city regulations and standards related to public utilities, stormwater management, erosion control. So, yep. Applicant shall fully screen the landscape methane gas control system, blower flares, units located immediately northeast of the stadium. So you're going to screen all that off?
Yeah, I think I just wanted to, what we're planning on doing is putting a 12-foot-high black vinyl-coated chain-link fence with privacy slats around it, and then we'll add additional landscaping on that. We have to have two service access drives to it, so we can't completely do it, but
yeah.
I just wanted to make, I consider that fully screened.
Hey, Joel, you're fine with that?
Fence plus landscaping.
Piece. Yep. Okay.
Are there two flares?
Two.
Okay.
They'll both be fenced the same. But we were going to put the extra landscaping around the one next. Well, the one is only on this plan, site plan. And that's why it came. It's on only
by
one on here.
Unit should be units.
That's this, what I was
saying. Yeah, this is the stadium site plan approval. And the only
there's only one unit there.
On this plan.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. And then the applicant shall comply with all city regulations and standards.
Yep.
Okay. Fire suppression and stuff like
yep.
that. Okay. We'll do it the same way. I've got to just find it. Special use of amendment. We're on four, right?
Site plan.
Site plan. Okay. A motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for construction of various components of a proposed baseball stadium and to increase the height of the stadium light poles within Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, approximately 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive.
Subject to all of the prior commission actions on the record at this meeting on the provisions of this resolution.
I have a motion?
So moved.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. Four in favor, none against.
How about
do I have a motion to adjourn? Or you guys want to
say? Yeah.
Second.
I got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes to adjourn. We're adjourned.